So now, did y'all do the Razzies yesterday?
No, we didn't do the Razzies.
Okay. Did you do the other? Did you do the other awards?
The Academy
Awards?
The
one they give the...
Yeah, as a matter of fact, we probably spent more time on it than has ever been spent on this show because, you know, when the cat's away.
Yeah, I wasn't there. Okay.
Yeah. Matter of fact, Chase even actually played live audio.
Did y'all have a focus group afterwards?
No.
No, we reviewed it later during the entertainment segment.
It was a lightning in a bottle thing because, I happened to find the audio at the moment they said.
Oh, okay.
You know, it was like, performance by an actress. And I was like, oh, okay, we'll listen.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Cool. Did you do the foreign language movie? Because, you know,
no. They got the screenplay and I dropped it back down and then got lucky a second time. Then it was like, nominees for Best Picture.
Oh,
all right.
Well, yeah. Oh, excellent. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So we got all 10 of those.
Yeah. Did they have Cher there singing little bits of the songs or anything?
No. And I'm glad they didn't because I didn't have this handy.
You know, a long time ago, folks, because what we would do is we would capture it, and then sometimes I'd play it, and sometimes I wouldn't.
Uh-huh.
But
yeah, most times not.
But you know, what?
And then
the things,
Ben would call. And,
yeah, one of the things I wish we had captured, and maybe
if anyone in town other than Ben and Tom actually gave two tinkers dangs.
Yes, so. Right. Yeah. And some of the audio I'd like to capture sometime and just have is the ambient noise that just the ambient sound that they have. You know, clinking glasses because they have. I'm sure some sort of buffet over there with Danish or something because it happens at 5:30 in the morning or whatever.
Yeah.
And just to have that in the background. So because it could kind of sound like maybe we were doing the show at a brunch place or something.
I don't know. It's probably at a hotel. Canned soft drinks in the back with a bowl full of ice. You
sure.
think so?
Yeah, really.
Yeah. Somebody, you know, went out and got some Danish. Yeah. Right.
You know, a million.
Or even worse, you know, just some 2-liter bottles and you've got to, you know.
See, now I don't think they do that.
Not even single servings.
No, because they have each of these people who's there has an assistant who goes and opens the can for them.
Yeah.
Goes and gets one of those. Mm-hmm. Got those little short, squatty cans of Diet Coke, you know, little bitty ones.
Oh, the little 6-ounce or 8-ounce cans.
Whatever they happen to be.
Yeah, because you won't waste any of that one.
But, I mean, it makes me think of, to talk about ambient sound, just to show you what radio used to be like a long time ago, when that new wireless, as they called it, when I was listening to radio. They would, in one of the radio stations in Houston I would listen to, would have the Bob Presley pool and patio party from noon to 2, and he would actually have the sound of people jumping into swimming pools and things like that in the background to make you think he was actually by a swimming pool somewhere doing his radio show. What do you think? Do we ought to try that, guys?
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. Let's go with lumberjack ambient sound.
Have the chainsaws going in the
background. Yeah, why not? Yeah, you know, just do a sawmill.
We
change it from week to week.
Yeah.
We do a sawmill. We could do a hospital.
Sure. Could do that. Do an IHOP.
Sure.
Where a fight breaks out.
Have to bleep it a bunch.
It'd be kind of fun. That's it. If you can tell, I really don't want to talk too much about politics. Where Bill Flores will be on later today. Nancy Berry's going to be on today. We got plenty of politics.
Yeah.
Now, what I want to know is, I mean, was there a lot of jumping up and down, and did it look kind of goofy because you had Republicans and Democrats kind of sitting together?
Actually, there was ovations. I think they said 88 times.
What?
I think they said 88 times. It was a long speech. It was an hour and 10 minutes, something like that.
Yeah,
you know?
I'm glad that's a
I'm going to get real skeptical when I hear people talk about me getting long-winded.
I think they said it was somewhere in the 80s that there was applause. Now they didn't get up as many times. That was sort of held a little bit more down as far as the standing up. There wasn't as much standing up.
The up was down.
It was funny watching Joe Biden. You know, it was like, oh, do I clap? One time he was the only person that clapped.
Oh, you never want to be that guy.
Yeah. He clapped like 3 or 4 times, and then he kind of rubbed his nose like that's all he was doing.
Okay, so I'm seeing a picture here. Let's see. Of course, and again, John Boehner has some kind of ties. I mean,
he had a pink one on last time.
He did, and I see that the president went with kind of a
blue.
Right. Oh, this kind of prints out as lavender here.
Oh, okay, maybe it was.
And then you see the just the diagonal striped tie there for the VP.
Uh-huh.
That's dramatic.
So right.
That's great. Yeah.
Right. I did say as far as the you know date night at Congress, McCain was sitting next to Lurch. I saw that last time. Yeah.
Yeah.
They've got something in common. They can talk about epically failing at running for
president.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
And that's the other thing is, you know, you got to be careful with that because some of those senators can't jump up as fast as the, you know, members of the House.
Yeah. Well, you know, McCain was the one leading the charge, you know, asking for a no applause rule. That's because, you know, he's to the point he nearly needs one of those lift chairs to get up.
Yeah. So. Well, that's the other thing I'm thinking. 88 times, geez, some of these guys are probably ready to nod off.
Well, that's one for every year for most of them.
Yeah. So. You're right. Certainly.
Well,
in the Senate.
Two Supreme Court justices did not come. They
well,
said
I
that
heard
it was
there was
way.
Something about
they, well, you remember last year the president criticized the Supreme Court right there
he
when
did.
The court was,
yeah.
you know, standing yeah. a few feet in front of him, yeah. and evidently a couple of them said that it was too political to attend. Uh-huh. And John Roberts almost did not attend. They
What's
said
that mean?
That,
he stopped at the door and
no,
thought about it.
No, he had said that he was thinking about not attending, but because of the federal judge who had been assassinated in Tucson. That was the reason that he attended because he knew that it would involve a tribute to them. So
anybody
that's the
fall
reason.
Asleep?
That's the reason that he went.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah,
it did.
Yeah, any of them fall asleep? Yeah.
So he kind of dug his tasseled loafer in the carpet and go, "Well, I'm not yeah. there. I don't know. That's fine. So, all right, that's great. So let's see. And in Austin, somebody has introduced a bill that says the governor should make what teachers make.
Well, not just the governor.
Any, oh, that's right. Yeah.
Any elected official in Texas,
wow.
save a judge or district attorney.
Wow.
I like it.
I tell you, you knock the county commissioner's salary down there a little bit when you do that, don't you?
County commissioners, county judges.
Wow. What was about 45, is that right?
49.
49?
Yeah.
Yeah, I imagine so.
Well, Obama asked all
doesn't college... stand a chicken's chance.
No,
I'm sure,
it doesn't. So, but yeah. I like that. I like the idea. Yeah.
Obama asked all college students to consider being a teacher last night. That's what he said.
Did he now?
Yeah, he said, "I want to talk to all college students out there to please consider being a teacher."
Okay. Well, while we're making useless requests, I'd like someone to consider adopting me.
I want to go ahead and just throw it out there that I'm thinking the demographic of college students probably was in single digits, unless it's a class assignment.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I'm thinking they probably had that on at the chicken.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They turned down
George Jones.
Yeah.
And skipping records.
That's it, yeah. Boston's probably took all the sports events off and put the State of the Union address up.
Yeah. Can we pause the shuffleboard tonight? Because we need to watch the president.
Do that.
Yeah.
Ladies
right.
and gentlemen, for the next hour and a half, no drinks will be served.
Yeah. No, see, you can have a drinking game with
if
that.
You had a drinking game based on how many times they gave him a standing ovation, they would have, I mean.
The cops would have had a field day.
That's what I'm saying. The DWI arrest would have been just through the roof.
Wow. Well, you know, that's what they were doing in bars in D.C.
I was watching the president.
That's right. We need to move forward. Yeah. All right. Let's see.
He did it on purpose.
Finally out of Austin, the lieutenant governor supposed to be putting together all the chairmanships there for the Senate. He didn't name others. He only named one Senate chairman yesterday. But it's Steve Ogden, so he gets to keep his deal. He named one reappointment. That's it. I guess we'll get those chairmen later on. I suppose that's the lieutenant governor's way of saying this is what's important, huh? We'll take care of the Senate finance first. Once we get that done, then we'll move forward. And then we got that voter ID thing, huh?
Yeah.
They may do that before the end of the week. Is that right?
Well, because they did a committee of the whole, which is interesting because, you know, it still has to go through a committee hearing, but they did a committee of the whole, which means all 31 senators plus Dewhurst were involved in that.
Yes.
And so it passed along party lines, and it could be voted on as early as today. So.
Wow, interesting. We'll talk to Senator Ogden probably later this week. All right, 6:47 now.